In the NHL Stanley Cup Finals, Tampa and Chicago are getting primetime ice time, and they have two simple motivations. If they win, they hoist the cup and they get a ring, and then there's the money, so three motivations. But what if they were playing for a TV set? That actually happened once. Joining us to explain is 16-year NHL goaltender Rogie Vachon, who played for the Montreal Canadiens when they won the cup in 1971. Rogie, what went through your mind when you were awarded a television instead of a ring?
Well, personally, I needed an extra set, so that was fine with me.
Was there a ceremony, or did the TV just sort of show up in a big crate at your house one day?
We just picked them up at the Forum, if I remember correctly.
Just drove by and put it in the trunk?
Yeah, that's it.
Did you ever figure out, or did anybody ever explain to you why in that particular year people got TV sets for winning the Stanley Cup instead of rings?
No. We won two cups before that, 67-68.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened is everybody had personal bonuses, you know, by winning the cup.
Sure.
And with the personal bonuses, they added like $2,000 or $3,000 per player as a reward. Instead of the ring, we got some money. You open the letter from Montreal Canadiens, and you've got another $3,000. Well, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, you could go out and buy a ring if you wanted, or you could get some groceries.
Well, actually, that's what we did. One of those years, 67 or 68.
Mm-hmm.
We were expecting some rings, but we never got them. So me, Carol Vadney, and another player, we went to the jewelry store and had a Stanley Cup ring made for us, you know, with the name on it and with the CH on it and everything. So we just bought our own.
Wow, I had no idea that 1971 was not the only year you didn't get a ring from the team after winning a championship. We're talking real collector's items here, aren't we?
Yes, that was.
I don't suppose you still have that TV that you got all those years ago.
No. I wish I did. It would be a nice collection.
Is a ring by itself or any other award something that motivates players to put in an extra effort in a championship? These days, do you suppose players talk about it in the locker room, hey, we got to get the ring?
Not really, no. I think just winning the cup is enough motivation. It's nice to have a little bonus and then have a beautiful ring after that, but when you're in the dressing room, you want that big cup. That's all you want.
You played for the LA Kings from 1971 to 1978, retired as a player in 1982. You've been involved with the Kings in various capacities since 1984. So did you get rings when the team won last year and in 2012?
Yes, actually. I was totally surprised. Luc Robitaille, the president of the team, presented me with a ring, me and Marcel Dion. So that was very nice of them. Total surprise.
Rogie Vachon is a Vezina Trophy winner, a three-time All-Star, and a player who has won two rings and one television set for his part on three Stanley Cup championship teams. He's currently a Royal Ambassador for the Los Angeles Kings. Thank you, Rogie.
My pleasure.